This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
From the ArmeniaProud.com studios,
Genatsit Hayed.
This is A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. A comprehensive look at the Armenian culture, only on lineupmedia.fm.
Genatsit, genatsit, parluis inchpes ek, my friends. Chris?
Welcome. How are you?
Yeah.
It's a great day.
Glad to have you on board, my friend. Hey, folks, we want to do something special, okay? We want to make something special with our 100th episode, and Chris, is there any way we could name this 99B?
99.5.
99 and a half.
Because that's what this is.
We really want to make our 100th special.
This isn't an episode. This is an announcement of an episode.
It's an announcement of an episode, and we'll just throw a past episode on here from the past. And I think the past episode, too, we got our goals accomplished with that zip line our man Tigran. He's got that park. What was that park called?
Yell Park.
To where I don't know if I'd ever name my place Yell Park. Yeah, I'd be scared as hell. But anyway, we're gonna have that following this. But announcement, you know, we've got a 100th episode coming up, and I just wanted to make it someone special and something special, a nice show, and I have that person too, Chris. I think it's going
to
be a great show.
Very excited.
So, you know, I just didn't want to do something to where it was just going to be me and you.
Yeah,
not that
sure,
I don't
no,
find you
course,
interesting
hey,
at
but
all.
But we've got 99 more of those, right?
99 more of those, and then I'll have to switch up again on that. But, yeah, it's something that we want to do, and we're so proud of the show and what we've done and the people that we've met along the way. And, you know, last year that I went to L.A.? I announced, they gave me the honor of bringing up all these players
from both sides.
And I hacked about 60% of those names.
Yeah, well, it was a big event.
They loved it, and we gave out all those shirts, the Cosmos taking on our team, Ararat, and it was a good game. We had you guys know about that out in
it's
L.A.
It's up there. You can listen to it still, right? Review of that, yeah.
Yes, for sure. And you know what, Chris? I thought we'd revisit a big thing that we accomplished, too. I think we had some part in it. We raised money on the startup with the longest zip line in the world. Tigran, he was our guest, and that was Tigran Chibahichian. And you know what? It was a great show, and God bless. It all worked out, and we had something to do with it, too. And right now in Armenia, they're having this done, the longest zip line in the world. Would you do that, Chris?
Absolutely. I said I'm still waiting on the invite to go. I would love to.
Yeah, my problem, I think if I did this, this Armenian did this, I would be like a necklace. I would be dangling in the middle of this, and I'd be yelling, Chris or Tigran or anyone in the neighborhood. And you don't want them to cut it or anything.
No, God, no. Jeez, that's the last thing you want to do.
Yeah, no cutting.
No.
Yeah, definitely. But I don't know how
the
hell
I
get down. Yeah, get a net, unleash me. But it's got to be fun. And that was the whole show, and we had it. And you know what? Why not play it again? That's our encore show, and we're not counting this as our 100th show, okay?
Yeah, no. That's
and
not,
when
I'm not,
iTunes,
yeah.
You're going to put down 99 and a half.
That's it.
99 and a half. Perfect. And so, folks, that's all we have. And I hope you guys enjoy the show. And definitely stay in touch, because I do have a great guest for us coming up. And you guys are definitely going to love our 100th episode. And so, you know what, folks? This is what we have. It's our episode number 96. I hope you guys enjoy it, because it did pay off, and we did get something done here with Tigran's Yell Extreme Park, the biggest, longest zip line in the world. I hope you guys enjoy it again. All right, my friends, our guest for this week, my guest, and I was going through Facebook, and it was amazing because you know, you think of zip lines and you think of, wow, this is beautiful. And now we've got an Armenian in Armenia that's going to have the longest in the world. I think the longest one, I think, right now is in Mexico. And we are going to try to beat this. And it's our man in Armenia, Tigran Chibukchian. And Tigran, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, tell us about it, man. I seen the little video, and I was in Hayastan. I was in Hayastan last June or July. I think I was in July. And if I would have known you had some sort of a resort like that, and it looks so beautiful in that 5-10 minute video you had, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, thank you. We started the project in 2015. In Yenokalan village, it's Tavush region, near Azerbaijan border. With trying to get like extreme activities here in the region, mm-hmm. in the mountains, with getting involved like the young population of the region,
right.
in the project. So we wanted to make something like cool and new to make people stay here. And we started with three zip lines from three lines. Not so long ones, not as long ones like it was. We have now 260 meters, 130 meters and 370 meters long. And so... Today we have already around 7 different activities like rope park or canopy park.
Right.
We have downhill, we have paintball, we have mountain routes, we have horse riding. And today we have already 7 lines.
Wow.
Zipping.
Now,
the longest for today is 750 meters, and like 2 weeks ago, we started the crowdfunding campaign for the world longest one. It will be 2,680 meters long. It will connect the resort area with the village area, and we hope to start pushing like all the tourist traffic. Throughout the village.
Okay. Tigran, I got a question. When it's summertime or something like this, now the kids are getting off school. They are in America. I don't know how it is in Armenia. But once they get off a break, once they start going to summer, do you see more groups coming to your resort?
Yeah, surely. We have, the high season for us is July, August. But we are open 12 months a year. We are operating like 12 months a year. And in the future, we are now finalizing the strategy till 2025. And we hope to get the skiing resort also with winter activities. Hopefully, we'll finish the project of the toboggan till the end of this year, and several new activities also. So the whole idea is to make a big extreme park. So when you are thinking about to do something crazy, you will get Yale Extreme Park, just coming to our place
right.
and doing crazy stuff, and everything is safe.
And that's the key. Everything is safe, what you guys do. That's your priority
sure.
to keep everything
sure,
safe.
Sure.
How many people do you have working for you? There's no way you could do all this by yourself.
So today we have already 27 people working with us.
Wow.
Nice. And now we are in the process of getting to involve new people. New guys, and we are looking for like manager in the park. So we now have 5 new vacancies in the park.
Excellent.
And actually, we are growing very fast. And the whole idea is not only to make something like a park, but like to make a successful business, not in IT, in the real sector, to show that it is possible to make successful business and to make money far away from the capital city,
right?
From Yerevan,
this is more organic. You know, this is kind of like organic. You guys are using Mother Nature, and you're using it in a way that you're not hurting anything. You're making people aware of what's out there with the most beautiful video I've seen. Those lodges sitting there, just what kind of a thing do you have? Can someone go there like me next year if I want to go to Armenia? Can I stay there 1 week, or how's that work?
Yeah, sure. We have Facebook page, Apaga Resort. Like Apaga in translation means future.
Mm-hmm.
So it's never ending resort.
Right.
You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on internet, apaga.info. And you can find also like Yellow Stream Park. All the project was started in 2004 by my family. We started with the horse riding tours. Today we have 40 horses. We have 22 rooms, hotel rooms, and we are now planning to start the construction of the new hotel building. To have not only active leisure, but to have also like something calm and easy, like spa and something like that.
Now, do you have shuttles or do you have rides from Yerevan to your place, or do they have to come out on their own?
We offer like transfers from Yerevan and from the airport. We have Yell Taxi that can bring you from Yerevan to our place. You will get your activities and come back to Yerevan.
Okay.
It's only $40. We are now in negotiations with the government to get new ways for getting here, because it's like now a bit difficult situation with the transportation by itself in Armenia. We have only roads, so hope to get some small airport also.
Right, yeah. Now, Tigran, I've been on cruise ships and all that, and when you're on one of these, you never seem to get what you wanted by everything being in on these cruise ships, everything's paid for. If I pay 1 week, do I get every access to your park, or am I limited to this or that?
Today we don't have like that kind of possibility, because the activities are not so much. So as I told, we are now in the process of finalizing the strategy, and we will start like a new investment round in the end of October, with trying to get new activities. And in that case, next year, 2018, we'll give you an opportunity to buy like one ticket, one pass for all activities, one day pass. All activities in Yerevan.
Okay.
In Yellow Stream Park.
So, but you do have, if I want to stay out there 1 week, and you guys will get all the details done, I'm sure of that. But I love it. I can't wait to come out. I think it's going to be for me 2018. So you'll have everything readied up for me. I think it's a great idea. I think it's something that you even said paintball, huh? I mean, I used to own a paintball field, and and I tell you what, there a lot of work went in with we'd have to build this or that. You guys have put a lot of time and energy behind this.
Yeah, sure. Like it's actually we have a cool team together that is working every day, we are going to prepare a new very cool paintball field. And we'll have also like a strike ball.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to go up in the mountains, to the mountains, because like the view over there is like really fantastic, and the stuff that we can do there will be really, really cool. I hope to make like a new video for you to describe the really the beautiful nature of Davos and the fantastic views over here.
I tell you what, I seen that one video, and we have a Facebook site called A Toast to Armenia. It's a link to Armenia Proud, our show, and I'd love to have your videos come on there, and I hope people tune in and check it out and hit a big like, and maybe down the line, if you have a chance, folks, this is the place to be in Armenia. I mean, besides Yerevan, I didn't really venture off. I went to my in-laws' village, and I thought it was beautiful. But where I seen that video, I said, "Wow, this is amazing." So, thank you for putting something like this together. I'm sure
thank
Armenians
you.
All around the world are going to appreciate this.
Thank you very much.
Tigran,
actually, the day after tomorrow, we are going to Artsakh. We are starting. Like flights in Artsakh will give you an opportunity to see from the sky the whole Stepanakert, Shushi region, Ganzasar, etc.
And wow.
I hope next week on Monday or third on Tuesday we'll give you like a new cool video on that.
Well, you know what? I think what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna talk to my manager here, and I'd love to have your videos, you just be one of my administrators to Toast Armenia. You could put everything on there, too, to where our people can see it instead of me trying to find every one of your videos. It'll be right there. I think it's beautiful, man. I think it's beautiful, and you're doing a great job. And what's the phone number they can reach your resort at? Your what's it called again? What's your place called? Yell and Extreme?
Yell Extreme Park.
Yell Extreme Park. See, I would have changed that yell part. It sounds frightening. I would have made it Extreme Park or something like that. But you got the yell. Run with the yell. All right.
We started with yell, so we'll have to finish with that.
Yeah. So what's the phone number that people can reach out and maybe go there for one day from Yerevan, or actually like people like myself and Ger and Anush that do the show with us and Mariam, these folks live in United States or Argentina, you know, they'd love to be out there too.
The number is +374
0100 030. Okay, sounds great. And how can they fund your project here? I know you're going to need a little help on this. Where can they go for that?
So we, as I told, we have started the crowdfunding on Indiegogo website. It's called The Longest Zipline. You can buy the tickets today, and they are valid for like 5 years, 10 years, so there is no ending for the valid them. So you can buy the tickets today.
And the ticket ticket is for being on this longest zip line, or just being a one day pass at your place.
There are several opportunities, several perks on page.
Okay.
So you can buy like a T-shirt, or you can take the 4 day stay in Yell Extreme Park in Apaga Resort. So there are different opportunities over there. The links are on our Facebook page, Yell Extreme Park, and on indiegogo.com, The Longest Zipline.
Okay. All right. Well, we will definitely keep in touch, and I wish you nothing but the best, and I look forward to seeing more videos. And folks, if you're out there, definitely get on board here and help this project out. We've got the longest what? That one thing that climbs up mountains. Well, what is that? It's not an escalator. What do they call those? It's on the cable. The cable.
In that, if you mean.
Yeah, we've got the longest. House. Yeah, we've got the longest one of that. So why not have the longest zip line as well?
We have the longest cable car in Datev Monastery.
And now we're going to get the longest.
Now zip line. It will be the longest zip line in Yanokava.
Perfect.
And actually, Armenia is cool. Report back, guys. We have really a huge amount of work to do here. And we have a big lack of people living here and doing something crazy.
Okay, so you're saying you need people up there too?
Yeah, sure. We need you come back to Armenia.
Oh, I'm coming. I'm coming. I can't wait because you know what? I love the city life of Yerevan. It's great. But you know what? There were a couple days where I just wanted to get out, and your place would be ideal for me. And it seems like something that, you know what? I got something for you. I got something for you, Tigran. I think that this would work too. Have a diet place to where, you know, overweight people can go there and just work off weight and get back in shape too for a couple weeks.
Yeah, we have really cool trails for running and hiking over here. Like we have trails up to 8 hours hike.
8 hours hike. No, that's not for me. That's not for me though.
They're really short, also like 1.5 hour.
That's me. That's me. That's 1.5. Don't go two.
We have also like a horse riding tour for 12 days throughout Armenia with overnights in the tents up in the mountains with crazy views.
That's beautiful. I'm excited, folks. Anyway, get a hold of Tigran. Where can they find you on Facebook too?
Tigran Chibukchan.
Okay.
On Facebook.
And we'll have that link. Open. Yeah, we'll have that link to your site as well, on our Toast to Armenia. So when they click on, they could go right to you as well. All right, Yechpar.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much. I know it was a short notice, but you know what? I couldn't pass this up, and I want people to know about it. You're doing something great, and again, it's Armenians taking advantage of a beautiful country, and they're making people aware of how beautiful the country is. And go to his video, go to Tigran's video. You'll see it. It's like a 5-minute video, and the man is just walking through, I would say, close to heaven. It was beautiful. All right, Tigran, you take care.
Thank you, guys.
All right, bye. All right, my friend, that concludes another great show, Genatsit Kisher Party, and we will see you next week.
Tune in next week for another episode of A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. Find the show online at armeniaproud.com. And subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation at Facebook.com/ArmeniaProud or Twitter at ArmeniaProud. Get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.